Good morning. It's May 9th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a leap forward for structural biology, Isomorphic Labs, a Google DeepMind spinoff, has unveiled AlphaFold 3. This groundbreaking AI software marks a significant milestone in our understanding of life's molecular structures, boasting a 50% improvement in accuracy over its predecessors. AlphaFold 3 has not only cataloged 200 million known proteins, but is also revolutionizing the field by making this vast repository of knowledge freely available to researchers worldwide. This move has the potential to accelerate breakthroughs across various areas, including malaria vaccine development, cancer treatment, and enzyme design. AlphaFold 3's capabilities extend beyond proteins to include DNA, RNA, and smaller molecules, offering a comprehensive tool for modeling the building blocks of life. This ability to predict how these molecules interact opens new avenues for drug design and genomics research, potentially leading to innovative solutions to some of the world's most pressing health challenges. The software's broad spectrum analysis is pivotal for the discovery of biorenewable materials, further showcasing its versatility and impact. The collaboration between Isomorphic Labs and pharmaceutical companies is a testament to AlphaFold 3's practical applications in addressing real-world drug design challenges. This synergy, coupled with Google's commitment to advancing AI through tools like Gemini, ImageFX, and various chatbots, underscores the transformative potential of AlphaFold 3 in drug discovery and beyond. As this tool becomes integrated into the fabric of scientific research, its implications for future advancements in medicine and biotechnology are boundless. In a groundbreaking discovery, astronomers have unveiled that the super-Earth planet 55 Cancri E not only boasts a diamond-like composition, but has also developed a second atmosphere after its first was obliterated by its star. This revelation, made possible by the James Webb Space Telescope, marks a significant leap in our understanding of planet evolution and the resilience of planetary atmospheres under extreme conditions. Located a mere 41 light-years from Earth, 55 Cancri E orbits so close to its sun-like star that it experiences incredibly high surface temperatures. This proximity led to the destruction of its initial atmosphere. However, the planet's dense, carbon-rich nature, believed to compress into diamond, has facilitated the formation of a thick, secondary atmosphere through outgassing from its rocky interior. The James Webb Space Telescope's unparalleled observing power and infrared sensitivity were pivotal in studying this new atmosphere, offering a glimpse into the atmospheric dynamics of exoplanets. This research not only opens the door to discovering similar atmospheres on other rocky planets, but also provides invaluable insights into the atmospheric evolution during the early stages of planet formation. While 55 Cancri E itself is far from hospitable to life as we know it, the study of its atmosphere could illuminate the processes that shaped the early environments of Earth and Mars. Published in the journal Nature, this research underscores the potential for exoplanet studies to unravel the mysteries of our universe's planetary bodies. In a groundbreaking study, MIT researchers have harnessed the power of artificial intelligence to unlock the mysteries of sperm whale communication, uncovering patterns that resemble a complex language. This innovative approach has led to the identification of 156 distinct codas, essentially the building blocks of the whale's vocalizations, which could be akin to an alphabet. This research, supported by Project SETI through Dalio Philanthropies, among others, represents a significant leap forward in our understanding of non-human languages. The team, led by Pratyusha Sharma, suggests that these findings not only deepen our understanding of sperm whale communication, but also offer insights into how we might one day communicate with what Sharma refers to as alien civilizations. This perspective underscores the broader implications of the study, positioning it within a growing field of research that employs AI to decode the languages of various species, from Egyptian fruit bats to honeybees and zebra finches. The implications of this research extend beyond academic curiosity. By shedding light on the complex communication systems of sperm whales, the study opens up new avenues for conservation efforts. Understanding the whale's language could play a crucial role in engaging the public and fostering a deeper connection with these majestic yet vulnerable marine creatures. The ultimate goal? To not only interpret but potentially communicate with sperm whales, bridging the gap between human and non-human species. This breakthrough demonstrates the power of artificial intelligence in unraveling the mysteries of animal communication. By gaining insights into the social interactions and mating behaviors of sperm whales, researchers are bringing us closer to a world where we can understand and perhaps even converse with other species, highlighting the potential for AI to transform our relationship with the natural world. Imagine getting into your car and unwittingly being exposed to chemicals linked to cancer. This is the stark reality a recent study has unveiled, showing that the very seats designed to keep us safe on the road may be harboring harmful flame retardants. Conducted by researchers at Duke University and funded by the National Institutes of Health, this investigation has shed light on the presence of 17 different flame retardants in the foam used in car seats. These substances, known for their cancer-linked properties, are not just sitting idle. They're off-gassing, releasing into the car cabin, especially under the sweltering heat of summer. The study presents a concerning scenario where higher air concentrations of these chemicals were recorded in warmer months compared to winter. In a twist that might fuel the shift towards greener transportation, electric vehicles were found to have significantly lower levels of these potentially harmful chemicals compared to their internal combustion and hybrid counterparts. This discovery has led to mounting pressure on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. There's a strong call for the agency to update its standards, aiming to exclude the use of these cancer-linked flame retardants in vehicles. Echoing this sentiment, Consumer Reports has thrown its weight behind the push for change, advocating for strategies to minimize fire risks in vehicles without subjecting occupants to unnecessary exposure to carcinogens. The study underscores the urgent need for increased awareness and proactive measures to minimize exposure to potentially harmful chemicals in car cabins, highlighting a critical area for regulatory improvement and consumer safety. In a groundbreaking study, Griffith University researchers have discovered a new potential use for the drug naltrexone, a medication traditionally used to treat opioid dependency. This time, it's in the spotlight for its ability to target faulty proteins and potentially treat long COVID and ME/CFS by restoring the function of ion channels in immune cells. A significant stride in the ongoing battle against the aftermath of COVID-19 and chronic fatigue syndrome, this discovery opens new doors for treatment possibilities. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, is not sitting back either. Through its RECOVER initiative, the NIH is launching extensive clinical trials involving 1,660 participants across 50 sites. These trials are designed to test a variety of treatments, including FDA-approved drugs, melatonin, light therapy, personalized cardiopulmonary rehabilitation, and structured pacing. The goal is to address the multifaceted symptoms of long COVID, such as sleep disturbances, exercise intolerance, and post-exertional malaise, offering hope to those suffering from these debilitating conditions. Meanwhile, the FDA has opted to delay its advisory committee meeting on the next COVID vaccines until June 5th. This decision was made to allow for additional surveillance data and information gathering on the dominant JN.1 strain. In a parallel development, the World Health Organization, WHO, has recommended a shift to a monovalent vaccine that targets the JN.1 antigen. This move comes in response to a rise in JN.1 offshoots that possess immune-evasive properties, highlighting the need for continuous adaptation in our approach to COVID-19 vaccination. These developments, documented in the journal Frontiers in Immunology, signify a promising advancement in the understanding and treatment of long COVID and chronic fatigue syndrome. With the upcoming clinical trials focusing on these conditions, researchers are hopeful that they will not only shed more light on these complex syndromes, but also pave the way for effective therapies that can improve the quality of life for many. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.